Earl Azus. Antonin Scalia had been characterized as the leading conservative voice on the high court. He'd served since 1986 after being appointed by President Ronald Reagan. Of course, the Senate had to confirm him first, and it did so unanimously by a vote of 98-0. Scalia was still serving on the Supreme Court at the time of his sudden death. He'd recently traveled to Texas for a hunting trip. A government official says he'd told friends he wasn't feeling well before going to bed Friday night and that he died in his sleep. A county judge from Texas says Justice Scalia had health issues and that he died of natural causes. There were no signs of foul play, according to law enforcement officials at the ranch where he was staying. Scalia believed that judges should follow the exact words of the U.S. Constitution and not apply a modern interpretation to the governing document. He also had great admiration for the U.S. founding fathers who crafted it.
I truly believe that there are times in history when a genius bursts forth at some part of the globe, you know, like 2000 B.C. in Athens or Quinquecento Florence for art. And I think one of those places was 18th century America for political science.
There's a political battle forming over Scalia's replacement. There's a political process by which that person will have to be nominated. So we're going to bring you more on this story throughout the week. Pope Francis is on his first trip to Mexico since he became the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. More than 82% of Mexicans are estimated to be Catholic, and the Pope has greeted huge audiences since he arrived in the North American country. He's staying each night in the capital, Mexico City, but from there he's flying all over. Yesterday he visited the southern Mexican state of Chiapas, near the border with Guatemala. Pope Francis spoke out against what he called the contamination and theft of Native American lands. Chiapas is the poorest state in Mexico, but not the only impoverished area he visited.
Pope Francis helicoptered into one of the most dangerous places in Mexico on his second full day, Ecatepec, a sprawling suburb just outside of Mexico City, notorious for its poverty and for its violence. In fact, the pontiff's decision to visit there ruffled more than a few official feathers. It was pure joy, however, for the hundreds of thousands who turned out to try and just catch a glimpse of the pontiff as he drove by on his way to Mass. The mass itself was surprisingly critical. Pope Francis lashed out at what he called the temptations of wealth, power, and fame, and during the Angelus, he was even more direct. He told Mexicans they need to build a community that provides opportunity rather than a country that destroys young people. Back in Mexico City, Pope Francis visited a children's hospital, many of the patients young victims of cancer, and there were touching moments, for example, when he gave a rosary to one young boy and asked him to pray for him. To another, he administered his medicine. A young girl sang Ave Maria.